few weeks ago, we spent a lot of time talking about how the media covered the anti-vaxxers controversy as the measles outbreak grew. At about the same time, the Toronto Star published an extensive investigation into the safety and efficacy of the HPV vaccine, Gardasil. It's a three-shot series often given to teenage girls to protect against the human papillomavirus, an STD that can lead to cervical cancer. The Star story looked at the adverse reactions dozens of Canadian teens had. Here's an excerpt from the teaser video on the paper's website.
Merck, the manufacturer of Gardasil, said health regulators in more than 130 countries have reviewed the vaccine's safety and efficacy and approved it for use. Health Canada and the US FDA say the vaccine is safe. Hundreds of thousands of teenage girls in Canada have received the vaccine's three doses, the vast majority without incident. The Star analyzed a Health Canada database tracking suspected side effects. We found more than 50 cases where doctors or the patients themselves suspected that the vaccine caused a serious side effect.
Among those cases is that of Annabelle Morin. Her mother, Linda, found her drowned in a bathtub in their home outside Laval, Quebec. This was just 15 days after she got her second Gardasil injection. Linda believes that Gardasil played a role in her daughter's death.
That video is on our links blog if you want to watch it in its entirety. The text story included a line that said instances like the ones described in the video hadn't been definitively linked to Gardasil. 15 days after publishing the initial investigation, editors pulled it from the website, saying that while the text story was clear, the weight of the photos, that video that you just saw an excerpt from, headlines and anecdotes could have led some to think that there was a direct connection. There's a lot that I want to talk about here, but let's get started with the idea of why the Star felt the need to pull back on this story a little bit 2 weeks after publication. What was it that made them reconsider?
I think everybody was hammering them, including the public health agencies whose data they were looking at. Mm-hmm. One of the centerpieces of this investigation was looking at an open reporting system in the United States. And the people who provided the open reporting system said, you're misinterpreting this data. You're looking at dozens of self-reported cases that haven't been epidemiologically linked back to this, and that's a very tenuous link, and it's very dangerous. And I think that public health danger argument really began to make an impact with the Star's editors.
And I think part of the problem here is going with the anecdotes, because that's the first thing that you – when you read in the stories, the first thing you see in the videos, and you're getting these anecdotes which make these links without necessarily having the data to back it up. And I think when that data started coming in and saying, whoa, wait a minute, you know, you're wrong on this, is when they had to start backtracking. I mean, the story, the anecdotal stories sound mm-hmm. great. That's what makes the stories.
And that's what people connect with. That's what they remember. They don't remember maybe the data or some of the drier parts of it.
Exactly. But then now you're out there on a ledge and you have mm-hmm. nothing there to support you. And this is one of the things that happened to the newspaper.
So, Judd, I know that we often find ourselves in this position.